In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. So just a few words in honor of our patron. It's our feast day today. And so with St. Isidore, may we know a little bit about his life, that he was a farmer. But he would also try to obviously give honor and glory to God through his work, through the things that he did. And certainly the daily work, the daily struggle that he had, that he offered to Almighty God. But he would also go off to attend Mass. That daily Mass that he had in honor, again, to give glory and honor to God. We know the famous story that obviously then God would also take care of him, that he would send angels to do the work while he attended Mass. And so that, therefore, the work would be done still, but he would give his honor and glory to God through his daily Mass. And so we call the honor and glory that is given to God, that is due to him, the virtue of religion. You may have learned about that in your religion class. We give God what is due to him. And so that is where then, for someone like St. Isidore, he found that his daily work that he gave to God was for the glory of God. And that is what also sanctified him. That's also what made him a saint. So that's why, obviously, here is named after him. You see in the plains out here, out east, farming is something that is a main job for people. And so they look to him as a patron. They look to him as one to follow the example of. And so for all of us, because he is our patron of our church, it is a special feast day today. It is a first-class feast for us. That's why we have the gold vestments, the sung Mass by our upper school students that are singing the Mass. And so it's a means for us to give glory to God. But it's also something as a reminder to us of the life of St. Isidore, that he gave glory to God every day of his life. And it was mainly he wanted to show that through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, his attendance at Mass. But then his work that he did, he gave it for God. And that is the lesson for all of us. And obviously many times, obviously we have the Feast of All Saints coming up. We look at the saints and we see the lives that they lived, and for some of us, for sometimes we see that so far advanced for us. You know, God's not calling me to that, to do that. But God is calling you to become a saint. God is calling us all to become saints, and for the most part, for the majority of us, it will be through the little things that we do, the small things we offer to God. Daily Mass coming to, your schoolwork, your tests, your quizzes, the end of the quarter is coming, so maybe there's more tests, quizzes, homework expected. That is all that we give to God for the glory of God. And maybe it's hard for us to see that sometimes when we're in school, we get homework, we'd rather play outside, it's a nice day like today, it'll be snowing tomorrow, literally. But we'd rather be maybe doing other things. But you think of St. Isidore. He knew the work he had to do for the glory of God, the farming, the different work of that. He did that every day. But that's what made him a saint. And so for all of us, we have our obligation, we have our duty to do, to give glory to God. And in a way, that's how we can also honor St. Isidore, our patron, by being faithful to our duty. And so for students, it is to study, to do your homework, to do your work. For teachers, it is to educate, to help form these children. And then obviously for you parents, it's to do your duty, your daily duties too, whether it's housework, could be homework too. But then also the work that you have as a job. All of these different things make up our duty to God. And for the religious, ours is to pray, to also to help form all of you, to give the sacraments. And so we all have an important role in trying to help, in a sense, each other. And that is where when we look to the saints, we look to them as examples, yes. And like I said, sometimes maybe it seems to us that these are too high examples, it's too hard. But it's really not when you look at it, because God is calling us all to become saints in our own life. And so God is meant to sanctify all you children in your daily studies, in your daily work at school. He's meant to sanctify you. It's not like, okay, well, your sanctification comes when you're older in life. No, your sanctification should start now so that it's easier when you're older in life. But that's why then you have the daily mass, you have the sacraments readily available to you, you have your studies, you have your religion to study, to learn your faith, to love your faith. And as I say, for someone like Saint Isidore, for him, he realized his life was to give to God through farming. And we may see that as something as so simple. It's like, really? But that was his means to give glory to God. And now look at it. He has a church named after him. We're singing his mass. You see the beauty of that in something so simple to us. But that simplicity, that small little thing that he gave to God, made him a saint. And you see, God blessed that work by him going to Mass, by God doing, having an angel to do the work for him, so when he came back, some of his work was already done. Maybe God will bless you too, and having angels do some of your homework or something. Who knows? Never know. Might open up your math book and find that it's all done. You never know. God maybe will bless you for that because you've been faithful to what you're supposed to be doing. And so that's the thing that we have to try to look at. God is calling us all to become saints. Can you imagine if one of us had a church named after them and children were singing their mass, singing our mass? And that's what we're meant to do. We're meant to become saints. We're meant to be to glorify God for all eternity. And so whether it's through small little things that we do on our daily life and we sanctify ourselves by doing our schoolwork, by doing our homework, or by teaching our classes, or by doing your housework or going to work every day, that's how you will sanctify your soul. And it's through the small little things that we can do. And we give that for the glory of God, just like Saint Isidore gave his farming for the glory of God. And he became a saint because of it. And so as I say, we glorify him today, we honor him today as our patron. So we pray to him, we ask for his intercession, we ask for his help. So pray to him and ask for him to help you to be a good student, or a good teacher, or a good mother, or a good father. A good religious, we have to pray too. And so we must pray for these things in order to give the glory to God. So I encourage all of you to pray to St. Isidore today, to ask him to help you to become a good saint. Because that's what we're meant to be. You know, we may not figure out right now, what am I going to be when I grow up? A saint. That's what we're all meant to be. We don't have to worry about this job or that job or this occupation or that. We're meant to become a saint. And it will be through the little things that you do every day. That is how you will sanctify your soul. And who knows, maybe we will be singing the mass of you at some point. So let us truly try to unite ourselves with this sung mass and giving glory to God through the intercession of St. Isidore, our patron. But as I say, pray to St. Isidore. Pray to him at Mass. Ask him to help you to become a true saint, to give glory to God. So that when the Feast of All Saints comes, it will be a feast for every single one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.